Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to hit the floor running this morning. We're going to start out with Tom Dolder. He is with us here, and we're going to talk about VacuPack a little bit. And then we're going to get into some serious business of what's going on in Montana right now. And I'm going to have a Brandy Pierman on, and we're going to hear the story of it's really kind of sad, you know. We have all these distractions, and what's really happening down on the farm is it's heartbreaking. But we're going to go to Tom first. We're going to talk about the VacuPack. We haven't had him on, and bless his heart, the last time we had him on, we were having some equipment issues. We were changing over equipment, and we were having echoes and everything else going on. And I told him we just didn't do him justice. And so we're bringing him back on. And it's not too many advertisers, when I call them, that I find them out in the hayfield. And I called him, Tom, here just a few days back and found him out in the hayfield. Tom, how are you doing?
Excellent. I got my hay in before it rained.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing.
But it was cold.
I don't know how the rain's been there. We've had quite a bit, but we're having a little bit of a dry spell right now.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank goodness. It's
been a really nice summer out here. We haven't had water anything for a long time, so.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
we have had a pretty easy temperature-wise summer. We had maybe a week and a half where it was pretty hot, but usually all of July and August is like that, you know, with, you know, begging for rain, and we've had spurts of, you know, scattered showers and such here, so no bad storms lately, but it's a good thing. I noticed the corn is curling a little bit. It could use a little rain, so we're never happy, are we?
Always get happy when I take the corn off the stalk and put it in a vacuum packer.
There you go. Keep it up. Well, you got to cook some. Got to eat some right then, and then you pack the rest of it up.
Well, you can't eat it all at once, I can tell you that.
No, you can't. You certainly cannot. I was discussing vacuum pack with my son the other day, and I was telling him, I said, you vacuum pack more than just your food, and I was telling him your keepsakes and things that are valuable to you, collectibles and everything. And he collects comic books. And I said, yeah, I don't see any reason why you couldn't vacuum pack those as well.
Yeah, you can. And a lot of people do. I have some older magazines like Life magazines and stuff. But
oh, yeah.
You know, 40 years in a vacuum packer. Well, not quite 40, but 30 plus anyway.
Well, I was going to say, it's 30-plus years you've been doing this, and it's, you know, we can just tell the listeners that actually keeps them fresh. It keeps them preserved because it doesn't get the oxygen. The oxygen is what makes the paper break down and all that, and so that keeps it preserved for future. So that's pretty good.
It does.
So what's going on in the VacuPack business? I know, surely summer is a hot time for you. I didn't mean that pun, but it came out anyway. So. But everybody with bringing in their food and having extra, surely you're having a big return here with the VacuPacks.
Oh, yeah. We're getting, right now we're selling a lot of bags to the guys that are fishing, so their fish are coming in pretty good this year. I guess up in Alaska, so.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
That's always fun. I like sending stuff to Alaska.
Yeah, you pretty much send it everywhere, don't you?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I want to give your number. It's 1-800-227-3769. That's 1-800-227-3769. Now, he's on the phone with me right now, but you can give him a call here in just a few minutes. And I just wanted to visit with you about the VacuPacks, and we hadn't talked about them for a little while, and I didn't know what had happened since the last time we'd talked, and it seems like it's been 2 months now since we visited, so I wanted to get back with you. So what is going on in the VacuPack world? I know you've said fishermen, but is there anything new going on? Anything?
Oh, yeah. New going on. No, it's kind of the same old thing. We just, you know, keep sucking up and sealing stuff. You know, we're just, you know, gardening. And the hunters are going to be coming on here pretty quick, so.
Yes. And, it, you know, and we've been... We've been cleaning out a freezer that needed cleaning pretty badly. My husband recently retired. He's been tossing off all this old stuff in the bottom of the freezer. If we'd had that all in a vacuum pack, it wouldn't all be frosted up right now. But those little Ziploc bags and the little plastic containers, they don't keep it sealed. And your vacuum pack does.
You know, you're in luck. I have one left.
I think I have one. I had one from when you were advertising with Derry Brownfield when I worked for him. Mm. And I'm not sure if it's down in my storage or if I gave it to one of my sons to vacuum pack up his meat because he's a hunter. I got to have to go dig it out. We've been remodeling for a few years, and things are all over the place in my house.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. I can't find lots of stuff, but I know I did have that, and I was going to bring it out, and I think I might have loaned it to a son, and they haven't returned it because he was sealing up his deer meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least it went to Goodyear.
Go ahead.
At least it went to Goodyear.
It did go to Goodyear. He does a lot of that, and he does a lot of the... He wanted one year for Christmas, he wanted the dehydrator, so he's doing that too, making his own jerky and that kind of thing. So he's kind of into that. But anyway, the vacuum pack, you've got several different models. I want you to kind of give a little info commercial here for them.
Oh, well, you know, I'm selling more of the chambers type machines now than the smaller food savory kind of thing.
Right.
You know, for years and years and years, we sold Food Savers, and then, of course, the vacuum pack came along, and I've been running that for 25, 30 years. But lately, we've been getting a lot more call for the commercial kind of machines, and they've got some now that are in the, you know, around the $1,000 range, and they've always been, you know, a little out of reach at $3,000 and $4,000. But now they're starting to come down in price, and we're getting... You know, we're starting to sell more of these.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think they're wanting the commercial grade?
Well, they're less mess, less fuss, and the bags are cheap.
Oh,
easy way to put it.
Okay.
The biggest problem with your suction style machines is things that are wet, and you'll find, you know, beans are wet, corn's wet, anything, and meats and fish are always wet, and with an older style vacuum packer or the suction style vacuum packers, the bag pushes on the outside of the product and then that squishes the juice up into the machine. And in the chamber style machines, you get a whole vacuum inside the chamber. And when the chamber runs out of air, the bag's out of air, and any air that's in your product also leaves. So you get a much higher caliber of vacuum. You can use a flat pouch instead of the textured ones. And there's no pressure on the outside of the product until after it is sealed. So the liquids just kind of lay in the bottom of the chamber, and you can actually do things like soup. And you can make a bag of water, make your own ice packs and that kind of stuff.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I didn't realize that. Okay. Well, I'm going to give your number. We're out of time here in this segment. 1-800-227-3769. Visit his website. That's 1-800-227-3769. Tom, thank you so much for being with us this morning. I appreciate it so much. I appreciate your support of the show. We'll be visiting with you again soon, and everybody needs to vacuum pack it up. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Thank you, Tom. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. When we come back, we're going to visit with Brandy Pierman. You need to find out. You need to understand what's going on with her life in Montana. We will be right back. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese. Lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, VacuPack.com. That's VacuPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. In the first segment of the show, we had Tom Dolder, and we want you to visit his website. And I did not give the website. It's in the commercial, but I didn't give it when we had him on the air. And it's vacupack.com. That's VacuPack.com, VacuPack.com. You can give him a call at 1-800-227-3769. Let him know you heard it right here on CSC Talk Radio, that you heard him visiting with Beth Ann. Yesterday afternoon, I had a contact from Mindy Patterson. While we have many distractions in the news these days, and I mean many, the American family has suffered great loss. And the anti-Constitution, anti-Second Amendment, anti-property, anti-life, anti-liberty, life in the pursuit of happiness, folks, they're working against we the people. It matters not to many lawmakers, local or state or federal, what the laws are or how they affect the livelihood of Americans, the working hard Americans. And in many situations, you have neighbors who don't really care about your livelihood either. Just selfish people. Rural America, as we have said many, many times, is under attack. And while many from the populated areas want to move to the country, you know, for peace and for quiet, they fail to understand there is a world here, too. People who are making a living off the land and off of their livestock. It's common, unfortunately, that they move there and then they decide they want to dictate the lives of others. Now, I don't know if that's the case here. but it has happened many times across this nation. But it is a case, what we're about to share with you, of neighbors complaining to the point of infringing on the rights of others and their livelihood. They don't care what it's going to upset. Well, Mindy Patterson contacted me yesterday evening, and she said, we have a member out of Whitefish, Montana, who is getting bullied by neighbors and government over her family farm's livestock guardian dogs. So we're going to talk right now to Brandy Pierman of Pierman Family Farms. They fled the state of California because of all the craziness there and bought acreage in Montana to farm and raise family, homeschool their four children. They own livestock and accordingly have a guard dog to watch the herd. And apparently the neighbors don't like the dog because he barks, which is what dogs do. And when they're minding the herd, if something comes in that is a threat, they will bark. However, there is a state law in Montana that says nuisance laws don't apply to livestock guardian dogs, and they call those LGDs. But the law doesn't seem to fit the agenda of those who want Pierman's to go away. So I told Mindy that we would have Brandy on today, and we're going to tell the story of what's going on there in Montana. All these things that are happening, you don't hear any of the candidates running for president or any other office talking about protecting your property rights. So we're bringing Brandy on. Brandy, welcome to CSE Talk Radio. I'm sorry for all that you're going through, but let's tell your story from the beginning to the end here for where we are.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to go back just a little ways to when we moved to Montana. My husband and I were both born and raised in a small wine region in California. Mm-hmm. And I became pregnant with our fourth baby, and we decided that we, because of all the local government corruption there and the craziness in California, that we needed to do something different for our family. So we decided to move them to Whitefish, Montana. We decided to purchase a 16-acre farm on the Stillwater River. It's outside of city limits. It's in the county. We wanted to pursue farming more of a full-time job. We own several small businesses. That was something that we wanted to pursue. We felt it's good for our children being homeschooled to appreciate the land and where the food comes from and to learn good work ethic.
Absolutely.
When we moved to Montana, something you should know about Whitefish is it's a little bit difficult, actually, to find a large parcel of land for a reasonable price that isn't part of a community that has covenants and restrictions against livestock. Mm-hmm. So we read the state constitution. We read all of the laws of Montana. We read the county ordinances. And we read the covenants and restrictions in the neighborhood where we purchased our home to make sure that we were not violating any laws, codes, or ordinances. So that's how we ended up on the piece of land that we are at right now.
And how many acres do you have there?
It's 16 acres. We are bordered by a quarter mile of Stillwater River on one side of our property. We have no neighbors on the other two sides that are anywhere near us. There are two homes on the south border of our property that are quite a ways away, as you could imagine, being a rural area. Things started out with the neighbors complaining about my children playing too loud in the yard, as my children frequently do, as you could imagine.
Yes, and I had five, so I know they get loud.
Yeah, they're loud, and we encourage them to be outside as much as possible. We really don't do a lot of video games and things like that, so they're outside kids. So it started with complaints about that, the children playing too loud. Then it started with there's too much traffic on the road now. There was an older lady that lived in the home before that we purchased it from, and she was very quiet. She also allowed people in the neighborhood to access the river through our property. We have an elk herd who frequents the property, and they were allowed to hunt and, you know, hike around the property. So the neighbors on our street sort of enjoyed access through this piece of land. when we came along, they said that we ruined the neighborhood because we brought farming in. Mind you, until 2017, the street that we live on was a spur road called Farm to Market Road, where there's many, many farms. So this logic baffles me. So we've been told this many times, and it's just kind of been one complaint after another. They complained that our dogs were getting loose, which is true. And as soon as we knew that bothered anyone, we started to make sure they were not leaving our property. The other neighbors' dogs visit our property frequently, and it doesn't bother us. So we just thought that was an acceptable thing to do in the neighborhood. As soon as we learned otherwise, we made sure it didn't happen again. They called the sheriff several times for that. Then they apparently started to contact the sheriff's department over our dog's barking. We received a phone call in, I believe it was March, and we were on vacation, and our farm caretakers contacted us to let us know there was a mountain lion on the property, and it was trying to get to our livestock, but it couldn't because of our livestock guardian dogs barking. That's what they do. And instead, it had killed a deer and drug it to the back end of the property. And the neighbors had apparently contacted the sheriff at that time. They contacted my husband. And when he explained to them that it was a livestock guardian dog, they said, okay, no problem. Don't worry about it. We didn't think about it again until a few months later. I was at home trying to get my infant son to sleep, and I received a knock at the door. It was two animal control officers who are part of the sheriff's department here in Whitefish. They have four deputies that handle animal control issues. And he handed me a citation for barking dogs. I explained to him that we have a farm. The dogs are working dogs. It's their job to bark. They've been encouraged to do so to ward off predators. And he said that I would need to take that up with the judge. And he left. Huh. We hired a lawyer, knowing the state laws and our rights, our constitutional rights. We hired a lawyer. We were scheduled for an omnibus hearing. The night before the omnibus hearing, my lawyer contacted me and let me know he was going to be on vacation and wouldn't be there, so someone filled in for him. Essentially, all the my lawyer who filled in, who knew nothing about the case, and the county attorney shrugged their shoulders when the judge asked if anyone had anything to say. I haven't been to court for anything like this in quite some time. I haven't even had a traffic ticket in 20 years. So
you're a little green there in the courthouse, weren't you?
a little bit, yeah.
Listen, we have some music.
File date.
Let's talk about that when we come back. We're heading into a commercial break. I'm not going to take calls right now. I want you to hear this story, and I want you to understand what's really going on. I guess these people would rather have a mountain lion than a barking dog, and that baffles me altogether. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We are here, unlike any other talk show, to let you know what's really happening, the infringements against people and their property here in the United States. While Congress is debating health care. Crazy, isn't it? You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Brandy Pierman, and we will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. and always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Brandy Pierman. She's in, what is it called? Fish?
Whitefish.
I lost it. She's in say that again.
Whitefish.
Whitefish. I was going to say fish white, but it's Whitefish, Montana. I knew better. And I visited with her this morning on the phone a little bit and visited with Mindy. Mindy and I were texting back and forth last evening. And one thing that I asked Brandy earlier this morning was about her county sheriff, because the county sheriff should be protecting you. He knows the laws, and he should be protecting you from this. And the animal folks that showed up serving you with a warrant or whatever you call it, papers against the dog, they should have known better. They know the laws. And so you're getting bullied from all directions, and it amazes me that they'd rather have a mountain lion than a guard dog, because I think I'd rather have the guard dog protecting me from the mountain lion. But I want you to get on with your story. You said you have a hearing coming up, and then I want my listeners to be called to action to help you out a little bit. So tell us about the hearing coming up.
So we were scheduled to go to trial this month, and essentially we had to hire a new lawyer because of the issues we had with our other lawyer. He felt that I was crazy for believing in the Constitution. He said that that was crazy. So I hired a new
lawyer. He takes an oath to uphold.
Exactly. The officer who has a sworn oath to uphold the law has failed to do so. I believe that is a violation of my constitutional rights. He thought
Absolutely.
That was crazy. So I fired him, and I hired a new lawyer. I went back to court with the new lawyer a few weeks ago. We are scheduled for a new omnibus hearing, and we have been assured by the county prosecutor that they will take this all the way to trial, which for my family means $10,000 to go to trial. Hmm. That's one option. Or we can pay a $35 fine and plead guilty, and this will all go away. Problem is, how are we supposed to farm in northwest Montana with active grizzly bears on our property and mountain lions and all of our livestock, not to mention our four small children who play outside? How are we supposed to live here and farm and make a living and feed our kids when the local government will not allow us our constitutional right and our legal right to own livestock guardian dogs? How are we supposed to live here if we do that? How can we pay the $35 fine and say, yeah, we're guilty, here's our livestock guardian dogs, we have to give them away? If we don't, they have promised us, the animal control officers, Officer Charbonneau, has promised my family that if they bark again, that we will have our dogs taken from us. I don't want to have my dogs taken from me. And I want to be able to have the right to earn a living for our family.
The county sheriff,
have that right.
The county sheriff should be protecting you. And it infuriates me that he is not. So the county sheriff, I'm going to do something that's kind of mean, I guess, but I'm going to call some people to action. I know I've got some Montana listeners, but I know I've got listeners all over the United States. And we all know that the county sheriff is the last hope for Americans. They are the ones that keep the bad guys away from your county. They're the ones protecting the laws, protecting your rights. Your county sheriff is failing you, and his name is Brian Heino, H-E-I-N-O, Brian Heino. And his phone number, I want everyone to write this down, and I want you to call this guy and tell him that he is doing an injustice to Brandy Pierman and her family, the Pierman family farm. 406-758-5585. That's what I got off of the internet. I hope that's correct. 406-758-5585. Not only is he doing an injustice, but he is also putting the Pierman family in danger. They have a farm. They have livestock. The dogs are there to protect the livestock as well as the family from known predators there in that area of Montana. So I'm going to give old Brian, Sheriff Brian, needs to be paying attention. And also, you can send this podcast to Brian if you would like to. But it's 406-785-5585. That is the number for the sheriff's office, as I got it off of the World Wide Web. So let's try and flood his office and tell him he needs to start doing the job of the county sheriff. And step up. In fact, somebody wants to send him one of those county sheriff books. Maybe you should. So anyway, Brandy, go on. I'm really disturbed about all of this. And how long have you been there now in this area? I know you moved there from the state of California, but how long have you been there?
We've been in Montana for about a year and a half now.
A year and a half. Okay. So this started pretty quick after you moved there.
It started pretty quick after we moved, and it's intensified. The harassment from the neighbors has intensified. Just yesterday when I was leaving, we just opened a small bakery and cafe in the town of Whitefish. It's a little bed and breakfast, and there's a little bakery and cafe in it.
Oh,
and
uh-huh.
We serve farm-to-table cuisine, so a lot of the meat and produce and different things that we have on our farm are served in our restaurant. Everything's made from scratch, homemade. That's kind of the theme. We make goat milk soap with our goat's milk and things like that. So I was on my way into work yesterday afternoon, and when I was driving out of my road, this particular neighbor, who is the one making most of the complaints, was in the middle of the road with her arms and legs out, stopping my vehicle. She had something in her hand, a stick or something. And I stopped, and she started waving her hands at me and yelling and screaming and cussing. And I went around. I tried to go around her. I went off the road into a ditch to try to get around, and she actually lunged at my car with this thing in her hand to, I guess, try to attack me. Pretty much was trembling for about an hour after that experience.
I would imagine so.
And this is just one of many harassment.
You need to report that. I guess you do know that. You need to report that to your attorney.
I did report that.
Okay.
I did report that, yes.
Get your cell phone out and took a picture, I hope.
You know,
probably not.
I didn't have my phone ready like that. And
Next time.
I was so shaken up and so upset.
I would have been, too.
I wasn't even angry. I was just upset.
Scared.
That someone...
Yeah.
Yeah, and scared. And just the hatred on this person's face was just hurt my feelings,
actually. Well, it's more than just hurting your feelings. It's an intimidation. She was trying to intimidate you.
Yeah.
And she did.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She did. And it's happened many times. It seems to be intensifying as time goes by here, so I'm not sure how that's quite going to play out. But I've contacted many people in the state to ask for help. And so far, it appears that everything comes back to the sheriff. You know, that's really where everything comes back to.
Absolutely.
I was encouraged initially to contact the sheriff by Gary Marvin, who I think writes some gun laws in Montana. And so I respected his opinion on that, and I've tried many times to reach Brian, but he told me that he was too busy to talk to me about this.
Go back to Gary Marvin and tell him what happened. Go back to him. And
I don't have contact with him, but I have tried to get that message to him.
Okay. We need to get that message to him. And I don't know that name. I don't recognize it. But the county sheriff there is Brian Hino, 406-758-5585, excuse me. We're heading into another break. Hang in there, Brandy. We're gonna get you through this. We're gonna help you. Americans, they care, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of My Pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've had several calls that have been asking my producer some questions, so I want to repeat this. I am visiting with Brandi Pearman. That's B-R-A-N-D-I, Pearman, P-E-E-R-M-A-N, P-E-E-R-M-A-N of Pearman Family Farms. They have livestock in Montana. I'm sorry, did I say something wrong, Brandi?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard you saying something. And this is Flathead County. Flathead County is where this county sheriff is and where they are at. And the county sheriff's phone number is 406-758-5585. That's 406-758-5585. And it is Sheriff Brian Hino. Now, I do have a question, Brandi, because I have some people on the other side, not that they know what's going on there. They're from other states that want to hear the other side of the story. But what I'm going to ask you right now is, do you have a copy of the law that says your livestock guard dogs are protected? I would assume that you have that. Do you have that? Okay, that is awesome.
Do you mean literally in front of me right now or in general?
No, not literally in front of you right now.
I didn't know if you wanted me to read it. It's not sitting in front of me, but yes, I do have it.
Okay, so it is there. It's not just somebody said there's a law. You've got it in front of you.
State law, and it's the county ordinance also. They both state the same thing.
And real quickly, what is the complaint of the neighbor? Is it just that the dog is barking, or do they have another complaint? I know that you said the dogs were running loose at first, and you've made sure that that's not the issue right now. So what is there another kind of complaint?
I would like to clarify that situation also. So the main complaint is the dogs are barking. Actually, that's the only complaint that I'm aware of at this time. Like I said, when we first moved to our property, it wasn't fenced really well. So the dogs were out. They would roam around. One of our livestock guardians last summer, by the way, was an 8-week-old puppy. And he would wander around with
they're
the
energetic
guardian dog, and visit the neighbors. He rolled over for his belly rubs, and we didn't know it was bothering anyone. When we knew it was, we said, okay, well, we'll make sure that doesn't happen again. We secured them to the property. It's probably been close to a year since that's happened. I haven't heard any other complaints other than that. As far as we know, that was resolved a long, long time ago. And then the sheriff had come out and talked to us about that, and he said, you know, they don't like it. And we said, okay, no problem. We'll make sure it doesn't happen again. Not last we heard of that. Well, after the omnibus hearing, the county prosecutor was fully aware of the information relevant to this case, mm-hmm. and was encouraged to dismiss the case because of the laws. Well, at that time, they submitted as evidence. They didn't add a charge, but they submitted as evidence photographs of my livestock guardian dogs, one a puppy and one 2 years old at the time, playing on the ground with their 2 and 4 year old grandchildren. They submitted those photos to evidence and said that my livestock dogs were aggressive and that they were running through the neighborhood, which was true last year. They didn't add any charges, but they threw that in as evidence. It almost looked like it appeared from our side that they were, mm-hmm. As if they were saying, well, the barking thing's not really going to stick. I think we all kind of know that. But let's throw some other things in there. And like I said, no charges have been added, but that was thrown in as additional evidence, whatever that means. So there was two things. It was the dogs at large, which is a county ordinance, I understand. And it was that my dogs were aggressive, which is not true. They also said that my dogs were not licensed, which is an absolute lie. My dogs are licensed. So those were the other complaints we've had regarding our dogs. But like I said, it's old news.
Okay. Okay. Well, we have given out the sheriff's number, and I want to do that again real quick because she needs help. And the sheriff needs to know this is his job. You know, he's not there just to play politics. He's there to enforce the law and protect the county. He's there to protect you as well as your neighbor who's complaining down the road. But he needs to tell her, you know, they are protecting the family. And they're protecting the livestock, and that is the law here in the state of Montana. So, the county sheriff is Sheriff Brian Heino, H-E-I-N-O. And the phone number there is 406-758-5585. Now, your hearing is coming up in September. Did I understand that correctly?
Correct.
All right. So, we want to keep in touch, and I want to know what's going on. I'm sure Mindy will kind of keep us up to date, too, and I hope she's sticking with you on this. I know that she is because she was very concerned yesterday when we were chatting back and forth with texts. I was headed to a grandson's birthday party, so we were texting quite a bit about you. So I hope your ears were burning a little bit, just a little bit. But we want to get you through this. This is a property rights issue, and this is an issue of safety with your family and your livestock. And I'm excited about your farm to the table cafe. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. We are too.
I think
going well.
You surely have a lot of patrons there. Do they know what's going on? Are they standing behind you?
Some of them do, yes. We also have a booth at the farmers market in Whitefish, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of support. We actually have quite a bit of support from the community. There's a lot
Good.
Of really great people here.
Well, I'm sure there are, and I'm sure that this is a situation with personalities, and somehow, some way, the neighbor got upset at the get-go, and she can't seem to get over it. So we're going to have to help her get over it and understand the law, and the law isn't just about her. It's about other people as well. So I appreciate all that you're going through, and I'm sorry for that, and I give you great credit. You are a hard worker. I'm going to tell you what. If you've got a farm and 4 children and livestock, and you're taking care of it all and doing a farm-to-table cafe as well, you are one busy woman.
Yes, I am.
You sure do not need this distraction. That's for sure and for certain.
I really
Thank
am.
You so much. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Being with us today, Brandy. I'm excited to be able to share. I'm sorry that I have to, but I'm glad that I'm here to share your story with others so that they can stand up and help you. Appreciate it so very, very much. You have a good day. You know, folks, we go through these things. Most people are not going to tell you about it. Now, there is always another side to the story. I don't have the other side to the story. Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group, who steps up to help these people when they're going through things like this. She's the one who contacted me. So I will talk to Mindy about that, because somebody called the producer and said, she needs to tell the other side of the story. I don't know the other side of the story, but the law says the dogs can protect the livestock and the children. And I'll tell you what, I'd be one afraid little mama if I had grizzly bears and mountain lions in my backyard and I had children outside playing. I'd want those dogs right there. The bottom line is property rights. Property rights and safety. It takes all of us to stand up for what is right, to protect America, particularly rural America, whether it's in Missouri or Montana. Stand in the gap and help somebody like Brandi Pierce and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.